Hello, everyone. I am Asia Matthews, the treasurer for the Patriots Nesby Junior Chapter, and I'm an 11th grader at Elizabeth Seton High School. My career goals are in radio production and audio engineering. As a reporter for the Patriots Nesby Junior Chapter, I want to welcome you to another episode of our podcast show, which we call Let's Keep It Moving on the Podcast. I would also like to thank our sponsors for the podcast, SA Tech and Northrop Grumman.
Hello, everyone. I'm Holland Hubert, a senior at Oxnard High School. I've been accepted at Spelman, a liberal arts college in Atlanta, Georgia, where I will major in biology. I'm one of the Patriot / Nesby Junior Chapter reporters for the Patriot Internet TV show, where I do research and interview people from the federal government, IT organizations, and college and university presidents.
Hi, everyone. My name is Kendall Howe, and I'm also an 11th grader, and I attend Eleanor Roosevelt High School. I am the secretary for the Patriots Nesby Junior Chapter here at Patriots, and I aspire to be a fashion designer, hairstylist, and an entrepreneur. We are the Patriots National Society of Black Engineers, Nesby Junior Chapter. Our mission is to build a roadmap from 5th to 12th grade students to STEM careers. We host over 15 workshops / competitions and programs such as aerospace, biomedical, cybersecurity, shipbuilding, video gaming with esports, solar systems, and a systems summer camp. Please check out our website at www.patriots-ttc.org. I will repeat the website address again to make sure that everyone gets this information. That is www.patriots-ttc.org. You can even give us a call at 301-925-9350.
Thank you, Holland and Kendall. Ladies, wasn't that a great workshop we had with Amazon T-Rex and the Women's Society of Cyber Jitsu on cloud technology careers? I mean, those women were awesome at providing information on cloud technology careers. It made me think about changing my career. I've reached out to them to be on our show in a couple of weeks. And today we have two very special Patriots alumni members with us, and I'm so excited to hear them share with us what they've been doing since they participated in the Patriots Technology Training Center Nesby Junior Chapter. Miss Candace Dillard, who graduated from Bowie High School in Prince George's County, who obtained her bachelor's degree in electrical engineering at Morgan State University, is now working for the federal government as an electrical engineer. I'm sure she is enjoying working in the field that she majored in. Our second alumni member is Ms. Madison King, who graduated from the Academy of Health Science Dual Program at Prince George's Community College and is presently attending St. John's University in Jamaica, New York, majoring in biomedical sciences. We thank you, ladies, for joining us today.
Now we would like to introduce you to Ms. Candace Dillard. Hello, Candace. I understand that you started with the Patriots when you were in the sixth grade. Share with our audience that you were a part of the robotics team and you won first place in the robotics competition when you were in Annapolis, and then you went into Atlanta, Georgia to compete in the competition. Tell us about the part of your experience with the Patriots.
So yes, I joined Patriots in sixth grade. So it's definitely been an amazing journey, especially being a part of the Patriots alumni chapter. I'm definitely grateful. So with the robotics team, I joined the robotics team when I attended Bowie High School. And usually I would be playing volleyball during the time when I was in high school, but I decided, hey, okay, why not do like something different? Because I was still in the process of learning about engineering and just the STEM field in general. So I joined and we developed this robot. We had to have basically like this basketball shooter. No, it was not me. I was not the shooter. I did help put it together. And so basically the robot was an autonomous robot. So it ran on its own. And when we were in Annapolis, the basketball shooter would shoot like different balls into the back of the robot. And then the robot would have to try to score as many balls into this goal. And so, yes, we won. So following that, we got the opportunity to go to Atlanta, Georgia to continue like competing. Unfortunately, we didn't win in Atlanta, but it was definitely still an experience just to take a bus ride to Atlanta. And also I have family in Atlanta, so they got a chance to come to the competition and, you know, just check it out. And it was definitely an amazing experience just networking with different students who are on the same path as me. So yes, it was amazing.
Thank you, Ms. Candace. I understand that you graduated from Morgan State University with an electrical engineering degree, and we know how important it is to get internships, especially paid internships in college. May you tell us about your 4 years in college and about any internships you had during that time?
I did. So actually, I graduated in 5 years, so it took me a little longer, but look, I made it. I definitely made it. With my experience at Morgan, it was fun. I met my mentors and developed different like friendships that I still have like to this day. Like we're still, you know, connected. The engineering program, I must say, it was nice. It was definitely nice. It was hard, but it was nice. It was nice. But with internships is definitely important. So if you are either in college or pursuing college, then I definitely recommend that you jump on the internships, because a lot of employers or organizations look to see like what additional experience you have outside of college. And so that was one thing that I definitely would never forget, that Patriots like was on me, you know, about make sure you do internships. And actually Patriots assisted me with a lot of my internships, just being able to do internships at Howard University or with Department of Energy, or even I did one in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Like how amazing is that? That was my first internship where I was away like from home for an extended amount of time. I mean, it was for the summer, but it was definitely nice just being able to not only do electrical engineering, but also being connected to different students who were, again, pursuing the same goal as me. So it was definitely nice. So I would definitely say with internships, make sure you get connected to it. Don't wait until like the end to, if you can, you know, to try and pursue internships. If you can, like right after your freshman year, hop into it, or while you're doing your freshman year, hop into it, and just each year try and do something so you can gain experience. And also just being a part of NESBE and SWED, they have internship opportunities. So definitely stay connected.
3, 2, 1. Candace, please tell us about some of your mentors and good times and some of the challenging times you had at Morgan State University.
I definitely have mentors, still have mentors. When I was at Morgan State, I had many mentors, and that's one of the tools that just being a Patriot, that they constantly like reminded us, like, you know, network, have mentors, because they will help you along the way. And so, yeah, so just having a mentor just guide me through college and just going through like the do's and don'ts and transitioning from being at home with like parents and stuff to now being on your own in college. That was not only having that as a mentor, you know, to help me through that, but that was also one of the challenges, because, you know, I was on my own, you know, it was different. But also having the mentors to guide me like through engineering, because I was an electrical engineer major. So just having those like mentors around me to just guide me through. So it was definitely nice. Also having mentors, I was a part of NESBE as well. So I continued on with the collegiate chapter, also with SWED, Society of Women Engineers. So I gained mentors there as well, you know, just giving me like their experience and, you know, telling me they're like good and bad. But overall, being in Morgan was amazing. And I'm definitely grateful for having mentors around me.
Thank you so much, Candace, for joining us today. But we have a few more questions for you. What do you love most about being an electrical engineer? And what is the range of salary of an entry-level engineer to a senior-level engineer?
So being an electrical engineer is different phases to it, whether you want to go into like the software side of it, or like me, I went into like the power side, which I basically like work on like different like circuit boards, like the circuitry stuff, like that type of thing. So it varies, you know, from organization to organization, depending on like where you work. But it's definitely an amazing journey, especially since not only am I an engineer, but I'm also a female engineer. So that just takes it to a whole another level, because engineering or STEM, the STEM field is mainly like male dominated. So, you know, it's definitely different, but I definitely lucked up, because everyone who I came in contact with, it's like they kind of covered me. You know, I may not be able to relate to them on all levels, but you know, we're still all like pursuing the same goal to get like the job done, but they still like covered me in different ways. So it's definitely amazing, definitely a good journey. Now, as far as the salary, being an electrical engineer, it has its perks. It definitely has its perks. Again, it varies from organization to organization. Some places you may start off at 70, some places you may start off even higher. It just really varies. And then even when you go into like a senior engineer or electrical engineer, you can lead into like the six figures or even higher. It just all depends on what you're doing and where you are and stuff. So it definitely has its perks.
Do you have any closing remarks that you would like to share with our future engineers?
Yes, definitely. So I love the saying that Mr. Jones says all the time, keep it moving. And for me, that means don't get stuck. Keep your eyes on the goal and just keep pressing, you know, because if your eye is on the goal, then nothing can stop you. Like no matter what obstacles may come, you know, just stay focused. Also, one other thing I would recommend is if you're interested in pursuing engineering, to definitely follow your heart. And go with whatever speaks to you. And there's so many different areas of engineering. So definitely that. But most importantly, keep it moving, stay strong. You got it.
We would like to thank you for stopping by and sharing some of your experiences with us.
That was inspiring to hear about Candace's journey as an electrical engineer. So now we are going to hear from Madison King. Madison, I understand that you are also a Patriots alumni member. May you tell us about the programs that you participated in at Patriots and which was your favorite?
So hi everyone, I'm Madison. And the programs that I did participate in were the pre-Mother's Day biomedical competition as well as the pre-Father's Day video competition. And I definitely enjoyed the Mother's Day competition the most because I did get time to spend with my mom and my sister. So that was overall just a very enjoyable experience. And I'm so glad I got an opportunity to participate in those competitions.
That sounds really nice. In Madison, I plan to major in biology at Spelman College. I know that we have a lot in common in the health industry. Can you tell us about your experience in graduating from the Academy of Health Sciences with a dual degree at Prince George's Community College? Did that program pique your interest to pursue a biomedical sciences degree?
Absolutely. So at the Academy of the Health Sciences, we as students, we get our associate's degree and our high school diploma, and we're immersed in very difficult college classes from an early point in our high school experience. So that definitely piqued my interest in like very difficult science classes such as microbiology and anatomy and physiology too. So I was exposed to these classes early and I definitely had an interest in it. So me going into college, I did want a heavy science-based major, which was perfect for me when I picked biomedical sciences. And also another thing, I chose biomedical science because it's more patient and human-based approach degree. In reference, biology would be more covering everything like animals, organisms, things such as that. And I definitely wanted the more human-based approach because I do aspire to go to med school. So this was perfect for me.
Oh, wow. So now you are attending St. John's University in Jamaica, New York. It seems as though once you hit the campus, you continue to network people as well as joining some of the clubs on campus. Can you tell us about some of those clubs?
Absolutely. So while in my freshman year, I did join the biology students organization. They're really great for networking and meeting new individuals and finding opportunities, especially during COVID. I'm also part of the BREED group, which is a spirituality group and a safe space for students to speak about issues going on at the moment and any other spirituality questions that they may have. And another two groups I'm a part of are the Project Sunshine, which is a volunteer hospital group, and we go and volunteer with children every Thursday after school. And the last group that I'm a part of is actually the Future Health Professionals, and they helped me to gain a lot of pre-health advisory experience and helped me to really establish my path as I take the journey to go to med school.
Wow, that's awesome. So now that, you know, you're out of school and you're on summer break, do you have an internship plan or do you have things that you're applying to? And what is your ultimate job after you graduate or your dream job?
So I'm going to start with my dream job. My dream job is to either be a dermatologist or an oncology surgeon. And I would have to say my two internships for the summer would be one, if you're not familiar with this program, it's called SHPP. And I have an internship at Rutgers Medical School, and I'll be working with the health professionals there throughout the summer. And I also have a program called the Center for Research Addiction and Brain Health, and I'm a clinical research intern for them this summer in the longevity department. And that's about all.
Wow, that sounds like a lot, and that sounds really interesting. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You are a role model in my eyes because I can see that you continue to network once you go to college. I'm so impressed with all the different clubs that you are involved with. This tells me that I must step up my game and network just like you.
I piggyback off of what Holland said, Madison. Thank you for joining us today. I do have one more question for you. What do you think is the best way to network, like meeting new people? Because I'm interested in, you know, networking, reaching out to others.
Absolutely. So I would say there's a couple tools you should have. There are a lot of books and materials where you can learn like the process of networking and how you should do it properly. But I would say you should have LinkedIn. And when getting LinkedIn, it's important to make it a tool where you use it and update it daily. So not only don't make the LinkedIn account and just leave it and let it sit with your resume. It's not to broadcast your resume. It's there to broadcast your skills and for you to interact with other professionals on the app. So I would say once you get LinkedIn, reach out to professionals in your field of choice and just network with them and ask them questions about where they are and how to get there. But I would also say always touch up on your literature, and every time you meet someone, speak and have a great attitude about what you're doing, and always be very sure of yourself. Don't ever get nervous, or that's another topic, but you should always have a confident aura when you're going to approach someone about something you would like to be doing or something you're interested in, and just approach everyone. Don't ever be nervous. Don't ever be scared to reach out to somebody because you don't think that they would think that you're a level yet where you're not important, but you should actually reach out to people who are higher than you or people that you see around campus, like I'm in college. So if I see a professor doing what I like, I'm gonna reach out to them and say, oh, this is really interesting. Like, this is an opportunity that I would love to do. And that's how I've got a lot of my research opportunities. So I would just say always be open to anything and try to apply for opportunities, even if you don't think you'll get it. Let them tell you no. Don't tell yourself no.
Wow. Thank you for that.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. This is great advice for everyone listening. What a great interview. Madison, do you have any like closing remarks that you want to give our audience?
Absolutely. I would like to thank you guys for inviting me to speak to you today. It's been a great experience. And I just want to say, hard work and consistency will always allow you to achieve your dream. So just keep that up. And you guys seem like great individuals and did a great job. Thank you.
Those ladies were phenomenal. We need to continue to profile our alumni members so that they can come back and share their success on their journey from attending college to finding internships and then obtaining their dream job.
We want to thank our audience and our sponsors, SA Tech and Northrop Grumman, for being our major sponsors for this broadcast. Let's keep it moving on the podcast. And most importantly, we have to thank our producer for making this happen, Elite Conversations Podcast Media. If you would like to hear this podcast or share it with your friends, please go to Patriots Nesby Jr. website, www.patriots-ttc.org. Please send us an email at podcast@patriots-ttc.org and let us know what you think about our show. Have a good evening and good night.